Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another podcast. Grace and peace to you. Pastor Paul White here, and I'm so honored that you keep coming back. Some of you are faithful and come back to this podcast every day. I'm thrilled that we're able to provide this to you as a service. You know, the message of grace was freely given to me, and I think as much as possible, it should be freely given to others. This podcast is one of those examples of how we're trying to put a little fresh bread into your life. And all I ask you to do is share that with someone else, not necessarily this podcast or this ministry, but share some bread with someone else. Someone contacted the ministry recently and said, "Hey, just want to let you know that I've been using your stuff and I wanted to get your permission. I get up and preach your stuff. But I never did ask you. And I said, "Man, it's not my stuff. You know, you can get up, preach whatever you want. I don't have a copyright on anything. I have a copyright on my book, but that's just, there's no copyright on the ideas. So share it, man. Take the stuff that you're hearing about how good God is, his grace, his favor, and share it with somebody else. Even if it, like I say, even if it's not specifically this podcast, this ministry, share it. Because what we're trying to do is get you to look to Jesus. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. The Bible says, lift up your heads, your redemption draweth nigh. Why lift up your heads? Because if your heads are down, you're focused on the ground. When you focus on the ground, you're focused earthly. You lift up your heads, you're focused heavenly. Apostle Paul in Hebrews said, look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So if we're to lift up our heads to see our redemption, and we look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, it shows me that seeing Jesus is what's going to make all the difference in the world. I think it's the difference in a growing church and a dead church. You go to a dead church, doesn't matter how big they are, how much money they have, there's death there if no one's seeing Jesus. Because if you're not seeing Jesus, you're seeing something else. And nothing else can provide life except he who is life. You go to a place where you see Jesus, you're seeing a place that will grow. They may not be growing yet, but I can guarantee you they will grow. The more Jesus is emphasized as the centerpiece of the message, the more that place will grow. But I realize that we live in a world full of stress and trouble. And the circumstances that surround your day-to-day walk can have an effect on how you see Jesus. Jesus is lovely all the time, but our circumstances can affect how he looks to us individually. I'm trying to make Jesus look good corporately to my church, to you, but I don't know what everybody's going through. And to some, he has a different look. Let me put you within a circumstance for a moment. This is a Bible example where Jesus tells the disciples to go on over the sea to the other side. He'll meet them later. They assume he's going to get another boat and ride across the water sometime in the middle of the night. And they're on their way across when Jesus comes walking on the water. Now, they've never seen a man walk on the water. I've never seen a man walk on the water. They can't imagine that what they're seeing is human. They think what they're seeing is a ghost. In fact, the text says they became greatly afraid, fearing that they had seen a ghost. Now, let me ask you this. Were they seeing a ghost or were they seeing Jesus walking on the water? Well, the answer is obvious because the next few verses tell us that Peter began to be suspicious and think maybe that's Jesus. And he said, "Lord, if it's you, bid me come." Jesus said, "Come on." What made him stop looking like a ghost and start looking like a savior? Well, we know it was Jesus. It was never a ghost. But as long as they perceived it to be a ghost, they were afraid. Nothing was wrong with Jesus, but there was something wrong with their perception of Jesus. And I present to you now that there's still nothing wrong with Jesus except our perception of him. If you perceive him as distant, cold, unloving, change your mind. He doesn't have to change. He's not distant, cold, and unloving. He's the opposite of that in every single way. Now, I will admit, sometimes how we're seeing him is influenced by how we were told to see him. But don't let your circumstances change who he is. Things aren't going well for you? Don't let it change who he is. Things seem to be against you? Don't let it change who he is. Don't mar his visage. Don't mar the appearance of who he is based on your surroundings. Go in his grace. Go in his peace. Lift up Jesus today. It'll lead someone in your life to believe in him that didn't believe before. Lift him up, and if he's lifted up, he'll draw all unto him.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.